This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set to USAPrepares.com, and we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And if you'd like to call us, we'll give you the toll-free number. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website at usapreparers.com. USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Judy Wood is with us. Where did the towers go.com? Welcome, Dr. Judy Wood.
Hi, thank you very much.
Dr. Wood, I was on the air with Dr. Richard Allen Miller last night, yesterday afternoon and yesterday morning. And we were talking about you, and your name came up. And he's
my ears are hurting.
Well, Rick Miller is really looking forward to meeting you. And I said, you know, would you like to meet Dr. Judy Wood? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, you will at the farm. So he, when we have our Get Prepared Expo, he comes to the farm. Matt Stein comes to the farm. Larry Pratt comes to the farm. He's the executive director of Gun Owners of America. The freeze-dried guy comes. A whole bunch of guys come to the farm, and we camp out. And I told him that you're going to be at the farm, and you're going to be staying with us during the expo at the farm. And he's all excited about meeting you. So I just want to let you know that we are excited, too.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and I guess I should warn you that we have this spot on the kitchen wall, and the kitchen is kind of the hangout, and we have this spot where those who are on the air with me sign the wall, the kitchen wall. So you'll be asked to sign the wall. Joel Wallach has, Dr. Howard Chain has, Dr. Sheely has, you know, a whole bunch of people who have been here who are on the air with us are remarkable individuals. So I'm going to ask you to sign the wall.
I better be sure to bring my book because I only exchange signatures. So that means you have to sign my book.
Okay, I would be delighted to. And that's another question I wanted to ask you. So before we get started, we're going to start on page 178 of Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology. And it was written by Dr. Judy Wood. So the question I have for you is, I've got a copy of your book, and it is absolutely the standard of the information as the evidence of where did the towers go. If someone wants to buy one and they go to your website and they click on wheredidthetowersgo.com and they click on the buy tab, they'll be able to buy it. And I think shipping through U.S. mail is $5.30. So the book is $39.95. $39.95. It's hardcover. And the shipping is $5.30 additional. It's 540 pages, 860 images and diagrams. It's a full-size book. It's a 10 and a quarter by 7 and a quarter by an inch and 4/10 thick. This is a really heavy book. Now, if someone wants to get an autographed copy, is that still possible?
Under special times and under special circumstances, because that means I have to, you know, ship it out. I only have a couple of boxes left.
Okay.
To get more. But I don't normally ship them out from here. They usually come from elsewhere.
Okay. Will you be bringing your books to the expo and having a book signing there?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. So what you can do is just ship them to the farm, and we can arrange that later. Ship the books to the farm, and we'll make sure that they get to the expo for you, and they'll be all set up. We'll put you near Ricky Rocket, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and you guys can have a good old time. I can just see it now. Okay, so your book is about, it's not about theory, it's about evidence. It's about what really happened, and
it's also a course. Various folks have said correctly, it's a course in critical thinking. It teaches you how to observe,
absolutely,
you know, and see what is before you.
We've talked about that at the meetup, Dr. Wood. We have a meetup every Monday, and one of the things that I bring up every once in a while is, you know, you see the images on the big screen. And then you hear the reporter or the talking head say and tell you what you just saw. And what they tell you may not be what you just saw. You might have seen something completely different. As in the image on the front cover of your book, Where Did the Towers Go? You can clearly see almost like a fountain of dust. And the buildings went to dust, literally went to dust.
In mid-flight.
Right. And we were told, you know, we've heard words like demolition and thermite and, you know, the buildings burned. Really?
I don't see a 4th of July sparkler.
Right. I was talking with a young man, actually he's in his 40s, yesterday. I was buying some parts, used parts for a vehicle we have. And he's in the... he's in the automobile recycling business. So they take wrecked cars and they take them apart and sell the parts. Well, he and I were talking about you and your book and the evidence that you show in the book. And I said, now you've experimented with diesel fuel and you've lit diesel fires and you've experimented with smashing concrete. And have you ever been able to burn and vaporize or have a steel disappear? Or turn to dust with diesel fuel,
or
kerosene?
Smash it so that the particles are smaller than the size of red blood cells, but more of the size of DNA.
Correct.
You can't smash something to that size.
Well, that's what we talked about, and he said, you're absolutely right. So, let's talk about these crimes. Now, these as far as I can tell, Dr. Wood, we're discussing crimes of the highest magnitude. We're talking about murder of the people in the buildings and at the base of the buildings. They were murdered, and even the rescue teams were murdered. Those guys who were in the building rescuing or trying to rescue people from the building as the building was
and
starting
the
to turn.
And people who have died subsequent to breathing in the air.
Yes, that toxic dust and those toxic fumes. So we're talking about murder of thousands of people. That's what this class is about today. And we've done many classes. Dr. Judy Wood and I have done many one-hour broadcasts. And we're about almost halfway halfway through the book at this point. So, Dr. Wood, I'm at page 178. Of Where Did the Towers Go? And I am looking at the justification. That's your term, your new term that you've come up with. Because I mean, what else would you call this? What else?
If you use an incorrect word for an unknown phenomenon, you're biasing your observations. If you call it smoke, if you call it dust, you know, or you call it pulverization, implies, you know, pounding on something. You know, kinetic energy beating one part against another. And that doesn't apply because this is turning to dust in midair. Mm-hmm. And if you say vaporization, well, that implies high heat, and that's inappropriate.
Right.
And it turned into dust in midair, and people are familiar with the word dust. And dustification and dustify, I think it's intuitively obvious what the word means. But it's not a defined word before now, and I think it will be in the dictionary soon.
Dr. Wood, I'm looking at page 179.
Or on page 178, point out what's going on here.
Okay.
If you look at the top row of images, you see the edge of the building. We'll look at the northwest corner of Tower 1. And you see, in the second and third, B and C frames, these are frames from a video, you see a beam, the apparent beam falling down in front of that corner. You see a kind of a white solid object.
Yes.
And then pretty soon you notice it disappears.
Yes.
And logically, dust is finer. It has more surface area per mass. So it's going to pick the wind up more, or it's going to get slowed down. So it's not overtaking that solid object.
Mm-hmm.
This becomes evident that solid object is turning to dust, and it runs out of solid material to turn to dust, and you just have a dust cloud.
Has Dr. Wood, you've been at the university level. I'm sure you've been in a lab, probably your lab at the university. Have you ever experimented with anything that had these kinds of results, where you were able to take a steel beam and turn it to dust, or to take concrete and turn? Yeah.
Nope, but I can identify how material behaves, and that's the material is coming apart. Instead of the atoms being attracted to each other, they're now repelling each other.
Well,
that's why it appears to froth up.
What causes that?
Well, I have been to a lab, actually, where I've seen this happen. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But the important thing is not to know, how to repeat it, but to observe what it is that's happening.
Well, I certainly would not. I live in a, Dr. Wood, I live in a stone farmhouse, and the last thing I would like to see is the stone and the rebar and the glass and the aluminum and the copper.
And powder.
Right.
Well, make sure you have it, grounded. We'll come to that later, too. But, we don't need to know how to replicate a tornado, but we can see what tornadoes do. You don't need to know where the energy comes from, how much energy, is drawn in from wherever, to see that's a tornado, and here's what it does. And that's what we're noticing with this, is here's what it does, whatever it is. You can call it ACME, model XXX from aisle 17 to the ACME weapon store. But, that's not what I'm about. I'm about, here's what it does, whatever it is. We're just observing the evidence. So we have this piece that's falling on that intersection, on that corner of the building. It's falling down towards the intersection. And then on the next page, on page 179, we see that intersection.
And it's not there.
And it's
Dr.
not there.
Judy Wood. Yep. Dr. Judy Wood, and I'll be right back. Where did the towers go? .com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Judy Woods with us. And Dr. Wood, we were talking about that steel beam. And in the picture on page 17, in the images on page 178, there are nine images. And that beam is falling and turns to dust. Tell us what that's about, please.
Well, we don't notice it's falling and turning to dust, and it it runs out of, you know, solid material to turn to dust, and it's just a dust cloud left. And you can see it more clearly in videos I have. You know, it's falling down towards the intersection of VC and West in front of Verizon Building, kind of corner of Building 6. And on the next page, there's you see quite a few different angles, you know, from above and also from the street level, that intersection. And so we know that in the pictures, you know, that series of frames on page 178, that that's Tower 1. And on page 179, on the lower big image, you see Tower 1's gone. And it appears that these people have just come out of their hiding places. And they're noticing there's something missing, like a building. There's a sea of unburned paper around them, and there's a piece of aluminum cladding. There was some steel further down the street, but there isn't any apparent steel on the ground here. And we saw it falling down towards this intersection. But you can, well, you describe what you see in these people, you know, reading their body language.
Well, I don't see, believe it or not, I don't see any panic. Everybody's all looking, almost everybody's looking the same direction. They're looking at where building number one was. They are in this sea of paper. I see them in short sleeves. I see a fireman with his he doesn't have his helmet on. He has a dust mask on, and the image above that, it literally looks like a sea of people that have been dusted with flour, and it must be, I don't know, 6 inches thick on the ground level. And that's kind of what it looks like. Everything was dusted from above with a material that's the consistency of flour. Isn't that what I'm seeing?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing too. Except for the loose piece of paper, they're kind of on top of that. But
yeah,
there's people standing around, their arms folded, hands at the side, their hands on the hips. They're just looking like, wait, what just happened here?
Right.
They're not feeling like they're melting from high heat, and there's no paper burning.
No, there's no evidence in these photographs of heat, because as you say, they're I don't see anything on fire. I just see what looks like a big fan almost with trash or paper in front of it, and it just blew. It just blew.
Mm-hmm.
But it obviously came from above, and it's on the street, and it looks like it might be, some of it might be 2 feet high, some of it might be, you know, 1 sheet thick, but I don't see any fires.
Yeah,
I don't see any fires. It kind of looks like what you would expect a landfill to look like when one of those heavy earth moving machines is pushing around the paper and all
the
trash that... Right, just junk. That's what this looks like. But I don't see any fires.
No solid pieces except for the paper.
That's right.
Yeah. And the aluminum cladding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we go to the next? Sure. On page 180, there's that same guy has Branford written on the back of his jacket. I think he's an EMT.
Mm-hmm.
That's his medical bag. And he's got a backboard. But this is looking at the intersection, looking westward, and you see it's just a sea of paper, unburned paper.
He looks stunned. He looks confused. It's like, what the heck just happened?
And he hasn't moved too much further from where he was on the previous picture.
He's just looking
the other direction.
Now, we're not saying this guy's not intelligent. I'm sure he is. I'm just wondering.
He's just assessing the situation.
Right.
Also, he's there to save somebody. He's got a backboard. He's there to find an injured person, and he doesn't see any.
Mm-hmm. And then in the next picture to the right, which is image B on page 180, there are some car park fires. What's that all about?
And you see, that's further away to that intersection. That intersection is on the left side of that picture. And
mm-hmm.
you see that sea of unburned paper all the way over to where the vehicles are, and they appear to be on fire. Yeah, so what's with that? The paper isn't burning, just the vehicles.
Yeah, and it's not all of the vehicles, it's only some of the vehicles, because it looks like, unless I'm reading this picture, there's a whole bunch of vehicles parked, and just a few of them are on fire.
Yep.
Yeah. Very strange. Dr. Judy Wood, I'll be right back. We're looking at Where Did the Towers Go? The definitive book on the evidence.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from guns80.com because we got a great deal right now. And he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And, you know, Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns 80, the number's 80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Judy Wood. And she's a former professor of mechanical engineering. And she's done research in stress analysis, structural mechanics, optical methods, deformation analysis, and other areas. And she has a BS in civil engineering. She has an MS in engineering mechanics. and she has a doctorate in materials engineering science. Dr. Judy Wood, is your life in danger based on the things that you're talking about regarding 911?
It probably changes from time to time as to what the danger level is. If they can't muddle it up, then if I'm too successful, then I need to get dealt with a different way. Mm-hmm. But I think I was in danger before I realized I was in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works.
Dr. Wood, I've used the words murder, the people who were in the building, the rescue people, those who were at the base of the building, those who worked on the removal of what material was left, those people who inhaled the dust and the toxins, they were murdered, either directly or indirectly. Do you think that, I'm using those words, do you think those words are accurate or not?
Oh, yeah, as well as the people who've been gone after for the sake of what happened on 9/11. And, it's just a million people or more.
And tell us what you mean by that.
We got to go bomb Iraq. Because why? Well, because of 9/11.
What do you mean?
It's an excuse. It allows that kind of thing to happen. And I'd like to take this opportunity to point out it wasn't so much what happened on 9/11 that is the biggest problem. It's the cover-up. Because the cover-up has allowed them to milk it for all it's worth, continually from then to now. Everything is because of 9/11.
And what you're talking about relates to the spying of our telephone conversations, the spying,
incident that happened last summer where a father left his kid in the car and then the kid got cooked to death. But they had a picture of a video of the guy having breakfast with the kid at a Chick-fil-A. And then they had a picture of him going through every intersection from there to work. Picture of him backing up so he could pull forward into his parking space. Picture of him coming out to his vehicle at lunchtime to put something in. Picture of him, at every intersection after he left there. We wouldn't have put up with that before 9/11.
Right.
Especially like the body cavity searches at the airport.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
So people put up with that, and they feel they need to put up with it. And it also gives people the idea that it's normal.
It's absolutely not normal. There's no question about it. And I was talking with, I'll just say it, Dr. Norman Shealy, and you'll get a chance to meet him at the expo as well. He's a medical doctor, surgeon of the year. He's on the air with us here at USA Prepares. He said he's not going to fly anymore. As soon as he's done with he said it publicly, when he's done with his current obligations, that's it, no more flying. He is not going to put up with missed flights, being stranded, and the abuses from the government.
Just
he
cattle.
Is not going to put up with it. And I'm not either. If I have to fly, I'm not going.
That's kind of how I feel about it too. It's not acceptable. There's a friend of mine who said that the airport near where he lives, when you do the first game, you put your hands up and to get searched with a wand or whatever, they give you something to look at. And the picture he had to look at was essentially, he said, the cover of my book without the words.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't handle that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so counter. It's psychological brainwashing.
Yeah. Well, let me just digress for just a couple seconds. I'll tell you how I handle this. When I was in the airport and they said stand here and they wanted me to put my feet on these feet, put your feet, stand right here. I couldn't seem to find them, and I would kind of slowly rotate around and look around like I was, distracted by everything going on. And it was like things were shiny and I was attracted to them all around me, and I just could not stand still. And so I said, I'm not going through that machine, that x-ray machine. They said, okay, stand here. And I started to walk away and they go, get back here. And they're, you know, they're trying to deal with, I had the behavior of a 4-year-old in terms of, you know, not being able to stand still. And then they said they were going to have to, you know, search me and pat me down. And I said, okay. And they said, do you want to go to a private room? And I said, oh, no. We'll have to do it right here because, I really have to pee. And if you don't go fast, we're both going to get soaked. And they did it right then and there. And there's no way I would let them put me in a private room where I would not be seen by the public. I thought that the public watching everything that happened was my protection. So that's kind of how I handled that. But, flying is something that I'm not interested in doing. And I recommend that the rest of us, who, if we don't have to fly, forget it. Drive your own vehicle. And then that's another thing. We are being this 9/11 event, this engineered event, has destroyed the privacy. And now it seems, you know, we've got drones looking over us. We've got the cameras on our cell phones that can be turned on and off without our knowing it. The microphone can be turned on and off. The license plate scanners that the police have that track our movements, they in parking lots, they know where we're going because of the GPS in our phones. We are under constant surveillance, and it's all because we've allowed it as a result of going along with this 9/11 event. And I say it's been engineered to do exactly what the government has done to us.
I agree. With having hindsight now, that it sure, you know, you can see what's become of what happened since then. And, yeah, it's the cover-up that's allowed this to go on.
I commend you for your courage, Dr. Wood. So if we look at page 182 in your book, there is there's a young person.
If you look at 181 at the letters M and N,
yes.
that's where those are taken from. We're standing on the west side, you know, it's sort of near Church Street and looking, I mean, on the east side and looking westward.
Yes. Okay. Yep. So we're looking at a picture. And these are the remains of at ground level, and there's a person with goggles on, but the goggles are
over. Two different pairs of goggles.
Yeah, yeah. Large goggles.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one pair of goggles on our eyes, another pair of goggles to put over that to protect it. It's interesting.
Right, but she has elbow length shirt on. She does not look like she is burning up. She does not have her, at this point, she does not have her respirator on, and she's just kind of standing there.
What the heck is that over there?
Right. And I see all this paper, but I still don't see any fire.
Now, correct. Also, you don't see any material. Much.
Right.
You see those blocks, the cement blocks that were part of the patio of that space between the two towers where there was a big fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of that fountain, you can see in the distance, that globe.
Yes.
So we're standing at ground level, and you can see clearly through the entire complex at ground level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's striking. Like, where is all the debris?
Right. Where is all the debris? Now, Dr. Wood, are you saying that a lot of that debris became airborne? A lot of the building became airborne and blew away?
Yep.
And do you have a feel?
Some of the ground, it kind of looks like dirt, but, you know, buildings weren't filled with dirt. You don't have enough building material left because you're at ground level and you have holes in the ground besides, and, you know, they look empty.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've seen buildings demolished. I've seen barns that have fallen down, and there's a pile. There's a pile of stuff. There is the absence of the building material at the base of where the building was. There's an absence of it. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Wood, that it should be 10 times more evident building material?
Oh, yes, clearly. I used to, you know, kind of sarcastically joke with those who said, oh, it's all there. I said, where is it hiding? Under the hubcap across the street?
Right. Right.
You know, there's you know, no place for this stuff to really to hide.
Dr. Wood, when a building is being built, a concrete and steel structure, any concrete and steel structure, there's a lot of airspace in the middle, and that airspace is where we we people would be using that building, right? That's where we'd put our desks mm-hmm. and our filing cabinets. And okay, what is the percentage? Do you have an average feel for the average percentage of airspace, if you will, to structure?
Well, that doesn't really make so much sense to look at that way. Think of, you ever play the game Pick Up Sticks as
yes.
a kid?
Yeah.
Think of all the sticks used into, you know, miles and miles of steel if you, you know, laid them out end to end.
Right.
So you have all these sticks, and then you drop them, and they're going to land in the pile, haphazard,
right.
with lots of air gaps in the pile.
Right.
They're going to be so haphazard, they're not going to be neatly stacked or melted into a block. But I think I calculated that the steel is, you know, like six or seven stories if you melt it into steel block, you know, a big block.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of irrelevant because, you know, the stuff is going to be scattered. It should look like pickup sticks, you know,
right.
piled
no,
up.
I fully understand that. But I was just trying to get a radio visualization of, it's not there. The pickup sticks aren't there. But
you can reach down. You can see the walkway. It looks almost like somebody swept it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So the building, a large percentage of the building went airborne and just blew away.
Yeah, all over the city. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's some there, but it's, you know, it's all blown all around. It's, but, you know, we can see it's not there.
Dr. Wood, when we come back, please take us where you think we need to go in the remaining minutes after this commercial announcement. I'm talking with Dr. Judy Wood, PhD, mechanical engineer, former college professor. She's decided to investigate. And that's what we're talking about, 9/11.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot? Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, tomorrow Saturday at 11 o'clock until 11 o'clock until we've got the preparing chair. John and Judy Dollarhite are putting this on in Hollister, Missouri. And we're going to talk. It's like a mini expo. It's absolutely free. If you'd like to get more information, you can call Judy Dollarhite, 417-830-3675. 417-830-3675. That's tomorrow, Saturday, preparing chair, Hollister, Missouri, at the Big Bear Country Club in Hollister, Missouri. And Monday, Dr. Gil Mobley will be with us. He's going to be joining John Reagan and me. He's going to be calling in. And he is the guy who went through the Atlanta airport with the biosuit on and the mask, and he said the CDC is lying to us. That's Monday. And also Monday, later on Monday, at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg, where we have our meetup every Monday, 4:45 to 8 o'clock, Dr. Gil Mobley will be with us in person at the meetup on Monday. He's going to be talking about Ebola, and he's going to teach us what we need to know about Ebola and what we need to do to protect ourselves from it. We're also going to be talking about, with Andrew, he'll be teaching us about the Underground Railroad and farming for profit. So that's Monday's meetup at Jimmy's Egg. Dr. Judy Woods with us, and we've been talking about her book, 9/11, Where Did the Towers Go? WhereDidTheTowersGo.com. Dr. Wood, what would you like to share with us in a few remaining moments?
And keep with the theme of where the building go. You know, the cover image, you realize 14 people were right at the base of that frothing up dust cloud, and survived to walk out on their own. Jay Jonas, a firefighter, read some of what he said. You know, they heard the building coming down. They said, you know, we're goners. He said, and then the collapse stopped. And a day of first experiences for everyone. Well, here's another. I can't believe we just survived that. It was very quick, and during the collapse, you couldn't help but think, this is it. It's over. This is how it all ends, meaning the life. I kept waiting for that big beam to hit or that big piece of concrete to come down and crush us. It never came. And it later says, that's what was going on. And right around the three-hour mark, all of a sudden, a beam of sunlight hit the stairway. I looked and said, guys, there used to be 106 floors above us, and now I'm seeing sunshine. They're like, what? I said, there's nothing above us. That big building doesn't exist. It's rather incredible. And then he says, Tommy Falco leaves the stairway, and then he comes back in. He pokes his head in and says, hey, Cat, where did we get a load of this? And they poke their heads out, and like a flat football field. They just saw that corner facade sticking up, and that was it. That was it. Of all the material that should have been in those buildings. Rather incredible. And in addition, you know, around the three-hour mark was when they got answers on their handy-talkies and they're calling for help, you know, for their buddies on the at the command center. And he says, we kept telling them we're in the stairwell. I remember everybody had the same exasperation I did. We must have told them 100 times, the stairwell, second, third, and fourth floor. I mean, the stairwell, second, third, and fourth floor, North Tower, the stairwell, you know, so forth. And finally, you can tell they couldn't understand where we were, and then they said, where's the North Tower? That is rather incredible. You know, imagine a 110-story building, and the people who are going to try to save them can't find the building.
And they're just outside the building, where it was.
Right. Right. They think these are the voices from the beyond or something. Like, where's Tower 1? But those guys all ended up going out on their own under their own steam.
Dr. Judy Wood, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you here at the farm and being with you at the Get Prepared Expo. That's March 27th, 28th, and 29th. The information is just starting to get out about the expo. Please share it with friends and family. Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri at the Cowan Civic Center. It's the largest preparedness expo in the country. No kidding. You'll get a chance to meet Dr. Judy Wood in person. You'll be able to buy her book and get it autographed right then and there. Coming up next, convicted murderer and rapist, Jeffrey Deskovic.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tape's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.